And before the foundation of the world, He planned a perfect plan for you, for me, not just for preachers, for everybody. Absolute perfect.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
God has a perfect plan for your life and an assignment that only you can accomplish. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland continue this week's teaching from their prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is my lovely wife, Gloria Copeland, who was born 2 miles up the road here, praise the Lord, Southwest Arkansas. When Gloria and I got married, her grandfather brought us down here to this place and gave us 4 acres. The 4 acres right around the main house up there. Of course, this log house wasn't here, and neither was the other log place. And the pond wasn't here. And he originally had all of this in peach trees. Well, back in those days, like her grandfather was in the peach business, and there was a lot of peach growers in this county. But they absolutely pushed those peach trees until they quit. They grow them out and just
they were good.
Fertilize them and so forth until the trees were exhausted, and you couldn't even replant them and get them to work because it wasn't the trees, it was the ground that was being exhausted. And back in those days, they didn't know. All they had to do was just read the book of Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers. They could have learned how not to do that, but they didn't know how.
Those Alberta peaches, most people in the world don't know what a real peach tastes like, but they were so good.
And they were Glow Brand.
They were Glow Brand. Of course, maybe that's why they were so good.
Yeah, our grandfather named his peaches after Gloria. Well, he gave us this 4 acres down there. The trees were gone and all. Over the years, the only way that we could help Mr. Neese. The only way I could do anything for him. He wouldn't let you give him anything. He's one of the dearest men that I have ever known in my life.
He's
so good. He gave you everything he had, but it's different with him. No. But you could buy an acre of land and pay him 3 times what it's worth. That's all right. He'd let you do that. So over the years, we finally wound up at 4 or 5 acres a year and so forth till we bought this whole place.
My father was in World War II, and my mother and I lived with my grandparents, Pop and Mom, and he was so good. He would give me anything.
Anything.
Oh, my. He let me take his truck to town when I didn't have a driver's license. Go to the movie, whatever. He was a good pop.
Well, this has turned into to be one of our most heartfelt places because it's been in our marriage nearly 50 years now, and we've been broadcasting up here for
20 years.
Amen.
This is our 20th year.
And so we wanted you to enjoy it just as much as we do. Father, we just thank you for this place.
Yes.
We thank you for the word, and we receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for our heritage.
We're looking first of all at what Jesus said. You cannot plant one kind of seed and get another kind of crop. You can't do that.
That's right.
If you have the idea that you can keep saying the same thing and get different results, you can't. You do the same thing over and over, and then someday it'll change and give you different results. No. He said, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you're justified. By your words shall you be condemned. Gloria, what struck me with such force, you and I have been looking at this and believing this and walking on this for almost 44 years now. And here just a few weeks ago, it really hit me with a renewed impact that all of the world and a whole lot of Christians immediately blame everything on somebody else. It's the government's fault. Well, I'll tell you right now, it was her fault. No, it was his fault. Oh, God, if you could change her, everything would be all right. That ain't none of your business. It's changing you that'll change you. Changing somebody else, well, you know, I really don't need changing. Is that right? Yeah, well, now that we're beyond that, if you listen to that, it literally blaming somebody else leaves you in the mess with nothing to change it. Because God can't move on anybody's words but yours. Now, where your children are concerned, that's a different thing because you're responsible over them and you pray for them and over them, but you're responsible also to teach them to be responsible for the words that they say and responsible
for them up in the way they should go.
And responsible for their own actions. So, over here then, we read yesterday in the book of Acts in this hurricane, the Apostle Paul knew from God. God's plan was for him to go to Rome. Well, he, over a process of time, was put in chains and put on a ship headed for Rome. He knew that's where he's supposed to be. They got out in the middle of the ocean and ran into this hurricane out there. And this little ship got in that hurricane, and it's going around and around the eye of the storm, and it's tracking across the ocean. They were in that thing 2 weeks. And he said, neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, and all hope that we should be saved was taken away.
That was some severe weather, wasn't it?
Well, and they couldn't get out of it. The thing is going in a circle. And that little ship had no power, and no way it could get out. It's just following it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, he already had told the captain of the ship, he told the sailors, he said, he told the centurion that I perceive this voyage is wrong. They knew better than to sail out in the middle of that because of the time of year. But now, here's what I want you to see today. There is no such thing as a human being born into this earth without a plan. God has made a plan for your extreme wealth beyond anything your eye could see, anything your ear could hear, anything your heart could conceive. Far better. Isn't that what the scripture says? There's no such thing as an insignificant human being in the eyes of God. There are insignificant human beings in the eyes of a socialistic government, but not in the eyes of God. No such thing. And before the foundation of the world, He planned a perfect plan for you, for me, not just for preachers, for everybody. Absolute perfect. His plan was the Garden of Eden. Well, He's never taken His plan back. Jesus came and got it back for us. And then what did He say? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, it could exactly say it like this. Your plan be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That's right.
Now, there's no such thing as a human being born into the earth without a plan. God's plan for absolute success, health, wealth, and all good things. Now,
even in the Old Covenant, they had a plan. God told them the plan, and they could follow it and be blessed, or they could ignore it and be cursed.
Well, look what we've got. We've got the whole plan.
We've got it all.
Now, here's where we're going with this. There are plans made by people. Um, when much time was spent when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them, saying, "Sirs, I perceive this voyage be with hurt, much damage, but only of the lading of the ship, but also our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master. He wasn't believing God. He believed this man, the captain of the ship.
The professional.
Yeah, he's supposed to know. And the owner of the ship.
The boss.
Yeah. More than those things which were spoken by Paul. Now listen to what they based their plans on. Because the haven, the place where they were, they had sailed into a haven. This is a safe haven. Place. They were in a safe place.
Yeah.
But it was not commodious to spend all winter. The accommodations were not up to their standards.
Convenient. Wasn't convenient.
They based their first decision on, we don't like it here. The hotel rooms are not good and the food's not good.
I think I've been there.
And there's probably no, the nightlife here is not just what we'd like to have. We're going to spend all winter here. And they're more part advised to depart there. More of them, they took a vote, and more of them wanted to leave than to stay.
It was a democracy.
Yeah, right. All these dummies voting on something they don't know anything about.
Thing.
And when the south wind blew softly, now we have evidence. The wind's blowing out of the south. So look where they're basing their plans. See, people do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're basing it on other people's ideas. They're man-made plans based on natural elements.
On the economy or...
or whatever. Government.
The weather. This was the weather.
This was the weather and the hotel business. And that kind of thing. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And you look up the word tempestuous, they got in the middle of a hurricane right out there. And I bet they'd give anything they had to get those bad accommodations back, but they can't get back that to them.
Yeah,
now they're caught
too.
In the whirl of this man-made plan that weather overruled it, and the weather was bigger than their plans. Right?
That's right.
Now, the Apostle Paul had told them. So he could have blamed it all on them and, oh, God, you know, it ain't my fault. Oh, Lord, it's not my fault. Not my fault. Mm-mm. But he'd drown out there talking that way.
Yeah.
So there was an angel came to him and reminded him of God's plan. And God's plan, once he got his mind back on God's plan, first of all, he knew what God's plan was for his life. That's number one. Number two, once he got that plan back on his life, his faith come up in him. And the plan got bigger than the storm. He comes out
that's a
on
good
deck.
Point.
They'd been on this thing 2 weeks without seeing sunshine or stars. And they hadn't eaten, and you know what's happening to them. I mean, they can't eat. They're just losing everything they got. And he stands up and says, Cheer up, be of good cheer. Straighten up here. Let's eat, boys. We're going to Rome. It's not God's plan for me to get out in the middle of this thing and go under, sink, and drown, and not finish God's plan for my life. Now, notice the power of God came into the situation once this man of God got back on the plan of God and began to walk it out by faith. Now, then he got over there after they got on the shore and they were built a fire. Everybody's cold. They've been cold for days. And there was an extremely poisonous snake attached itself to his hand, and all the locals came around to watch him die. But the scripture said he just slung it off in the fire. Gloria, this is not recorded here that he even said anything. I mean, if he'd have said something in the name of Jesus or something, it would have recorded it. But now look, he's just sitting here like this, and that thing grabbed him, and he just slung it off. Well, they kept waiting to watch him swell up and die. Is he going to die? Why didn't he die? That snake is just as poisonous on him as it was somebody else.
Yeah.
And it was the locals that said what kind of snake it was. It wasn't a mistake. They knew that thing. Why didn't he die? When that snapped on him, I could just see him like this. If the storm couldn't get me, you ain't going to keep me from going to Rome. I am going to Rome.
I would say his faith kept it from killing him.
Well, yeah. Well, but the point is, when you know the plan of God, you know who you are in Christ, you know where you're headed.
That's right.
You know what you're called to do, and you continue to stay in the Word concerning that plan, your faith is vibrant all the time. It's like putting air in a tire. It's all based on the love of God. God, by His power and love, made a plan for you. And when that plan gets bigger than anything else, then
right.
It will change everything else as you walk it out. Now, if you get out of love, you get over into unforgiveness, you get into that, what happens? Your faith goes flat. Unforgiveness is not the plan of God. That's the plan of the devil. It's God's plan for you to forgive. Now, if you're walking in forgiveness, you're determined to do this, and faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, it won't be long until you begin to realize exactly what your life plan is and where you're headed and how to carry it out. But now, right there's where a lot of people fail.
You know, even today we use that term, shake it off.
Shake it off, yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, you do a whole lot. You come in there to me. Well, just shake it off. Yeah, okay.
Well,
go ahead. Yeah, that's all
get
right.
In, just get shake rid it off. It. And let's just take a minute and apply what we see here Paul doing in victory to bring his victory. Let's apply it to current events. Financial problems, sickness, disease, whatever of the devil that's out of the will of God that's trying to come on your life, remember what Paul did with that viper.
Shook it off because it wasn't God's plan in the first place.
Wasn't God's
now,
plan.
Religion will tell you, well, you know, God don't have a plan for you. You're a nobody. Well, that's a lie.
Well, if you've got a covenant with God, it's not God's plan for you to lose your house.
No. It isn't.
Or for you not to be able to do what you need to do. In Jesus' name.
God.
Shake it off.
Who is rich. So, rich God. God who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
Even when we were dead in sins. Now, He's talking about anybody that was ever dead in sin. Huh? That doesn't leave anybody out, does it?
No.
Even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace are you saved. So He's talking about anybody that's saved.
What did we do when we got born again with the things that were not right that we had in our lives? We shook it off.
Yeah.
We said,
Amen.
No, you're not staying here anymore.
No.
Also, poverty.
Now, all of that, we found out wasn't God's plan for us.
We found out from the Word it
wasn't
God's plan.
And here's the point. There's nobody out there that doesn't have a plan. And it's a rich plan.
Oh, yeah, good plan.
It's in the grace of God.
A favor plan.
If you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you hadn't sinned that plan away.
That's right.
I thought since the way I lived before I got saved that I had sinned away my calling to preach. What? That's what redemption and the blood of Jesus was all about, is to get the plan back.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Now,
that's
listen
good.
To what He said about that plan. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's where we're headed.
Ooh,
now, listen to this,
yeah.
Corey.
I like it.
By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Now listen, not of works lest any man should boast. This is not after your works or after your plan.
Mm-mm.
For we are His workmanship
created
in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained or prepared that we should walk in them. That's anybody that was in sin. That's anybody that God saved. God has a plan, and it is full of His riches and goodness and mercy.
Glory
to God. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful?
Now, Gloria, here's where the problem had been.
That's Ephesians 2.
Yeah. Here's where the problem had been. I got into a lengthy discussion with Brother Keith Moore about this. We talked about it a lot. Talked about it on the broadcast some. And you take the pattern, particularly American people, because of the way God blessed us with our freedoms. Christian people don't have any business deciding on their own what their plan is or what they're going to do in life. No, we already have a plan, and it's far better than anything we could come up with.
Yes.
Now, if you base your plan on the most money, closest to home,
most
and what
convenient.
Mama wanted. I remember someone told me about this back years ago when Mother, we and I first had gone into the ministry. And the word of the Lord had come to me about it, and I was believing God for an airplane. I had flown for Brother Roberts. I saw how his ministry was, even back then, and when airlines were fairly decent, we still would have had to have stopped 35-40% of what we were doing.
When you still dressed up to get on
the airplane. You couldn't get there.
Yeah.
And if you did, you need your clothes there at the same time. Well, I was believing for an airplane. My mama was upset about it. She never said anything to me about it, but she said something to her prayer partner about it. She said, I want you to agree with me, Kenneth, don't get that airplane. She said, Vanetta, I don't think I can do that.
And you just now heard this story, didn't you?
Listen to what she said.
Yeah.
She said, there's plenty of places he can preach around here that's close enough to drive to. He don't need an airplane. She'd been planning my life for me so long that she decided that all I needed was a place to preach. It don't make any difference where God planned for you to preach. Just get a place to preach, because you can't make a living unless you're preaching and da-da-da-da-da.
How do we describe that kind of thinking in today's... We say that. We say common. This is just common sense. Common.
It's
common
real
thinking.
Common. But, Mother was doing it because she was afraid for us. She was, and all those
different
reasons.
It was common sense that you could just drive.
But the plan had already been set. God had far greater plan than just a way to get to a meeting.
Amen.
There's far more to it than that.
With that common thinking, what would have happened to you the first time you had to go to Australia? You'd have been underwater in about 3 minutes in your car.
but you could have ridden a boat or something. But the plan of God wasn't...
Well, you'd had to have
she
a
wasn't
boat.
Even thinking about that. No, if I'd have followed that same form of thinking, I would have pastored a little church about 8 miles from her house, and that way she could have looked in on us all the time and kept us straight for 35, 40 years, and it'd all been over, and we'd have died broke like everybody else. Why? Because our road went that
Common
way, and we
thinking.
Went over here and stopped. And we're out of time. They just are flagging it, man.
Well, go away.
And I'll be back in just a moment.
God loves you. He is interested in you and is committed to helping you build rewarding relationships and lasting connections that make your life fulfilling. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together a 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. This simple, practical, devotional resource will help you develop, improve, and maximize all the relationships in your life, from marriage and family to friendships and workplace connections. The CD and DVD teachings, interactive devotional questions, and action plan will help you know that you're loved and accepted by God. You'll discover how to cultivate and experience relationships with others that are encouraging, satisfying, and lasting. In less than 2 weeks, you'll find yourself enjoying your relationships more. It's all part of your personal 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. Order our newest Lifeline kit, Building Relationships That Last, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, available now for just $19.99. Start building strong, rewarding, godly relationships with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Building Relationships That Last Lifeline kit online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call our toll-free number, or you can write to us. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Now, in the plan of God, for every human being, is for you to know Jesus as your own personal Savior. You enter into the covenant of God that makes His plan for you and the planned out, prepared road of life and health.
Praise
and
God.
Abundance. Jesus said, I came that have abundance.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That road is available. Now, if you get off that road, then you're going to run you're going to get in a neighborhood spiritually you don't belong in. But if you stay on His road, but if you don't ever
That's
get
exactly
on it in the
right.
first, but if you try to get on it without Jesus, the gate's locked. You can't even get in there. Now, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved, or you shall be made sound. For with the heart man believes to righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. There it is again, what
Amen.
We started to broadcast on. Then it says, whosoever. So this is a whosoever thing. Pray this prayer. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised
Jesus
from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you as my Savior.
I receive you as my Savior.
I repent of the past.
I repent of the past.
And I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
You're my future, Jesus.
You are my future, Jesus.
In Jesus' name I pray and receive it.
In Jesus' name I pray and receive.
Amen.
Amen.
See you tomorrow. Jesus is
Lord. Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They have put together a free 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. To request your free salvation package, go to our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
That's the way it is with God. He's not against you. He's for you. It's impossible to please Him without faith, because without faith, it can't be by grace. It's going to have to be by works or something else.